60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we do that, chances are you probably share your Netflix account with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or you're using somebody else's password.
Maybe.
In fact, according to a recent survey, 1 in 4 millennials uses a password from somebody else's account to binge watch their favorite shows.
1 in 4?
1 in 4.
I'm like, wow. That's it?
Yeah.
Really? I think it's a lot.
And why do you pay for it? Why wouldn't you just share it with somebody?
If that describes you, I've got some bad news. The jig is up because a software company in England has created a brand new system that can track down who is using shared passwords for streaming services. Snitches.
Wow.
They'll be able to monitor things like where users log in, what shows are being watched from each login, and from that they can identify who's a legit subscriber and who is using a borrowed or stolen password.
God, who's a dork that came up with that idea?
I know, and why? So you're probably wondering what happens if they find out you're a dirty freeloader using somebody else's password?
Mm-hmm.
Community service? Prison time, maybe?
Ooh.
No. It turns out Netflix will probably just ask you to upgrade to a premium account for a little bit more money. So, it's not that serious.
Okay, that's good.
But if they find you've been sharing passwords on a large scale or you're selling them for profit, then they might shut your account down.
Dude, I have a friend who only buys his passwords off of like eBay or something.
What?
Yes, and you can buy passwords for any service that there is.
I didn't know that.
And some usually work, but you don't know when they're going to shut it off. And sometimes they'll share it with me, and I'm like, oh, I have Spotify for a month. Cool.
Probably spends more money buying passwords than if he actually just signed up for the account.
I don't know,
they're
pretty cheap. You should look into it.
I'll look into it. Yeah, I'm going to check it out and get some passwords. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jose.
All right. Jose is grabbing the shock caller while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
There's a popular chain that originally started from a recipe from a chef in New Orleans back in 1937, but it wasn't popular in America until the late 90s when the company made the decision to rapidly expand. But by 2005, they had to shutter hundreds of locations just to stave off bankruptcy. What famous chain am I talking about?
Whoa. Well, if it started in New Orleans, I'm imagining it's something like Spicy or Cajun. I mean, even if my first instinct, actually, the more I'm thinking, is maybe even like Chick-fil-A. Like they started out as like a spicy sandwich.
I know, I was thinking like Popeyes or something like that, yeah, but.
Oh, that's good, because Popeyes is from Louisiana. They advertise that.
But they shut like what, half of their stores, you said, like, or their restaurants?
They had to shutter hundreds of
hundreds
their locations
of them.
God, I feel like they've always been pretty successful.
But there's not a lot of Popeyes though.
No, yeah, there's not.
Okay,
definitely compared to like KFC or yeah. Something.
My next thought is who had to shut a bunch of stores, like maybe it's Chipotle, but that wouldn't be 2005. Like after the health scare, like it, was
right.
There like a reason why they had to shut all those down? Well, they said to save off bankruptcy,
yeah. But I remember Jack in the Box had to shut down, or at least they had a huge scare with E. coli way back in the day.
That
I don't think it was
a long time ago, though.
That was like in the 90s, maybe.
Yeah. Read the question one more time.
There's a popular chain that originally started as a recipe from a chef in New Orleans back in 1937. This place wasn't popular in America until the late 90s when the company made the decision to rapidly expand, but by 2005, they had to shutter hundreds of locations just to stave off bankruptcy. What chain am I talking about?
What recipe would launch an entire chain? Like, that's why chicken comes to mind, because you always have like a special recipe
and
for your fried chicken.
And herbs. Yeah, I mean, do you think Taco Bell, I mean, it's beans and cheese and rice, and same with other places.
Unless it was a pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you could have a special recipe for a pizza place.
Jubal's favorite chain to go to in the 90s, Jubal?
Arnie's.
He doesn't remember the 90s.
I don't know, yeah.
Applebee's.
Applebee's?
What about Chili's? Baby back ribs.
Hey.
Well, they have closed a lot of Chili's, too.
That's true. They're mainly in airports now, I've noticed.
Yeah, the Chili's to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe his special recipe was the baby back ribs.
I want my baby back. Ooh, baby
that
back.
Actually sounds like it makes sense. I think I'm going to go with, I think I'm going to steak with Popeyes. I think it makes a lot of sense to me, the recipe part, and Louisiana.
The city of New Orleans is renowned for their cuisine, not only Cajun style, but their delicious homemade pastries, too.
Oh.
Well, back in 1937, an entrepreneur bought a recipe from a New Orleans chef for a special yeast-raised dough.
Hush puppies.
And he used that recipe to start a new food chain that became extremely popular in the late 90s when they expanded all over the country. And even though they've had to close many locations in the U.S., it's still one of the world's favorite donut shops with stores in Ireland, Bangladesh, South Africa, and more talking about Krispy Kreme.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, I had no idea.
That's special yeast-raised dough recipe is what makes Krispy Kreme.
Probably got it from those
beignets. And he bought it off a guy?
Bought it off a New Orleans chef.
Oh, man, that chef should have taken profits,
dude,
not cash up front.
So good.
You got it wrong. It's only wanted to hear Old MacDonald had a farm. So you can sing that before you get shocked.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on his farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O!
E-I-E-I-O!